Sanbonani, welcome to African Story Magic with me, Gcinam Hlophe, your guide on a journey through the wonders of African storytelling. African Story Magic is proudly brought to you by McDonald's Happy Meal Readers. Kwesukela. African Mother Christmas. This is a story I wrote. It happened at the Valley of Thousand Hills. It is about a boy called Buntu and a girl called Tando. They grow up in a beautiful, beautiful part of KwaZulu-Natal near Durban. At the Valley of Thousand Hills, oh my goodness, the hills, they go up and down undulating, they look beautiful, they look like a big, big family of hills. And when you stand far and look at the valley, it is such a picture that steals your heart. These children, they've just finished school. It is December. Oh, they are excited. It is summer, holiday season, the time to play, to go swimming at the river when it's too hot. There are days when it is so hot, even before the sun rises, it chases you out of bed and the birds are singing. And sometimes Tando, she sits under a tree and listens to birds in the morning. She wants her day to start like that. Also, when their mother decorates their home, she uses folded pieces of sheepskin, different color clays, like dark red, cream white, black, brown, all kinds of colors. And she decorates their home with these patterns. And that's why their home looks so beautiful. And the roof is painted green. And then, this year, their father has bought a stunning dining room table with 6 chairs. They are excited. The mother has made a beautiful clay pot, which is a vase. They go and get flowers in the garden every day and they put the flowers there on the table. They take turns to bring the flowers in. It's just like a new beginning. Their home feels brand new because of this new table and the flowers and the house being repainted. But another thing they like as well is going with their friends to the river to spend more time in that water if you can have your way. Now, December being so hot and humid, it is also a different reason for them to be so happy. They have to get on the train, go to the city of Durban to buy new clothes for Christmas. Many, many children feel the train. There's excitement. Mothers, fathers, children. There's noise, there's tingling excitement in the train as they ride all the way to Durban. Oh, it's so much fun, so much fun. Some children are crying. They want to sit on their mother's laps. Others are laughing and touching who and looking through the window, all the images. And finally, they get to the city of Durban. When they get out, the tall buildings, right, so many people, and people announcing there's a gone mad sale.
50% off on selected Christmas.
They're ringing bells.
Only while stocks last.
Movement everywhere. The parents take them from shop to try new clothes, to look at toys. And Buntu thinks, if we had money, I would buy something for my friends, I'd buy something for my cousins. But they don't have that amount of money. So they try new shoes, they try on new clothes, and eventually they get to choose. They've got their shoes for Christmas. And Tando, her dress with the lovely red flowers, she's modeling in front of the mirror, feeling so good.
I have the prettiest dress.
When they've done all the shopping, they step out. Their father buys them ice cream. Oh, Tando thinks, we must be the happiest children in the whole of Durban. They are excited. They can't wait to get back home and share the news with their cousin and relatives. And as they are walking towards the train station, they see a man. This man is wearing a big red hat.
Merry Christmas!
With white trimmings. He's got a white beard. He's got winter clothes. He's got boots. Like, Buntu says, why is he dressed like that? Who is he? He must be sweating under that suit. It's very hot in Durban. Doesn't he know? And the mother tries not to laugh. Mm-mm. Please, please don't criticize him. His name is Father Christmas. He's a very important man. He travels all over the world. He brings gifts for children during this time of the year. Buntu says, he never brought us gifts. What have we done? We do very well at school. Doesn't he like us? The mother says, listen, he's an old man. He doesn't know where the Valley of Thousand Hills is. Buntu says, okay, we can correct that. Let's tell him where the valley is. As he's rushing over through people, his father grabs him.
No, Buntu.
I don't think so, Buntu. I don't think so.
Leave the old man
alone. Leave him alone. He is tired, the poor old man.
Let's go, my boy, let's go.
So they walk back to the train station, a bit disappointed. They get on the train and it's a bit subdued now going home. They don't know what happened with this old man. And they get back to the Valley of Thousand Hills. Their mother takes out the mango they had bought. Ooh, they sit down and they eat the mango. It is delicious. This is the right time, December. Tando says, I don't know what I would do if there was no more mango in the world. Oh, the way it tastes and the smell. Oh, the whole feeling I get when I eat a mango. It is my favorite fruit. They are wiping their faces. They go and wash their hands and they dried up. And the mother says, come on, try your clothes again. They try on their clothes again. They look at themselves. They are feeling sort of good. They can't stop thinking about that old man who doesn't come to the Valley of a Thousand Hills. Why not? The mother thinks up something, says later to them, Lalilan, you remember grandmother telling you about the goddess of fertility? Nomkhubulwana. Oh, the one who loves children. She came from the Valley of Thousand Hills. When she traveled here, she was carried in a mysterious magic mist. And she will come back this year. So don't you worry. She will be our Mother Christmas. Ngempela, Mama. Honestly. The mother said, yes, do not worry. They went to sleep that night, thinking about Nomkhubulwana, the goddess of fertility, our own Mother Christmas. Days are moving too slowly after that. When is Christmas coming? Please, somebody, press the forward button. And the night before Christmas, the rain comes down. Lightning and thunder. What is this? Oh, they start imagining Mother Christmas slipping and sliding, trying to find their home at the Valley of Thousand Hills. They are hoping with all their hearts that tomorrow it will be dry and sunny and Mother Christmas can come. And Tando is pleased that Buntu is also believing in this secret wish they have. In the morning, the cocks crow, the children jump up, they open the window, they look outside.
It's sunny, Mom, it's sunny.
The sun is rising. Yes, 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 no rain. And they are so happy. They have their breakfast, have their bath, they put on their Christmas clothes. The mother and father looks at Tando and Buntu. Naze na bahle. They look at each other, they admire each other. While they are still looking at their clothes and enjoying the compliments, they hear a noise down, down below, near the banana patch at the bottom. Woo! Somebody's shouting, Mother Christmas! Mother Christmas! They are shouting, and the elephant is making a big noise. Poo! Poo! Aye, they don't say goodbye. They turn and they run down the hill. They run and they get there. Tando cannot open her eyes wide enough. She just stands there like she's paralyzed. She can't make any noise. She can't do anything, just opening her eyes, smiling from ear to ear. You've never seen such a huge creature. It is a big, big elephant standing in front of them. On top of the elephant is African Mother Christmas. She's got a beautiful summer dress. She's wearing leather sandals, beautiful Zulu beaded bracelets and Zulu necklaces, and isicholo, the hat that Zulu women wear. She looks unbelievable. Chocolate brown she looks. Oh my goodness, they haven't seen anyone so beautiful in their lives. They look at Mother Christmas. She smiles at them. She comes down from the elephant. She's carrying a big bag full of gifts. She brings it down. She greets the children. She waves at them. She smiles at them. How are you? The children are just too happy for words. She takes out gifts from the bag. It is beaded necklaces. It is bracelets. It is bamboo flutes. It is beautiful little elephants. Some of them are soft, soft. And some of them are carved with wood. And then she takes out dolls. Dolls that look exactly like her, African Mother Christmas. The children are so, so happy. And then they start running around the elephant. Thank you, Mother Christmas. Thank you, beautiful elephant. They run around, run around. But one of the older girls runs to the house nearby to go and get a big bowl of water for Mother Christmas to drink. She takes a sip or two, and then she gives it to the elephant. Elephant with the trunk drinks it in one gulp. Everybody laughs. And then Mother Christmas says, it feels good to give. You must remember that. Especially if you can make a gift with your own two hands. I have to go. other children are waiting for me. She gets back on the back of the elephant. She turns around and waves. And as the children are waving at her, the elephant makes the noise. Boo-boo! Boo-boo! And off they go. The children stand there holding their toys, thinking, I wonder how many parents will believe that Mother Christmas, our own Nomkhubulwana, came to visit the children of the Valley of a Thousand Hills. But I know my grandmother will believe, thinks Thando, and they walk back home. Tsotsi, iyaphela. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Please know it feels good to give. Share the magic with others. Find more stories in English and isiZulu on ecr.co.za under podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. African Story Magic is proudly brought to you by McDonald's Happy Meal Readers. Until next time, please stay magical. I'm Gcina Mhlophe. The story, African Mother Christmas, it came about because the children in my family often wondered, why do we have fake snow in the shopping centers in Durban in December when it is so hot and humid? And then Father Christmas is always wearing these winter clothes. And then on the radio, we're listening to people dreaming of a white Christmas. We don't have snow here. And then they're talking about let it snow. Almost all the songs are just, they don't make sense for where we live. And the children said, why? Why do we have to do that in South Africa? And I couldn't answer it. After some time, I thought, well, my job is to write books. My job is to tell stories. Let's do this. Let me answer. And my answer is African Mother Christmas. And I'm hoping many, many children, not only in the African continent, but also the rest of the world, can enjoy our own version of Christmas.